is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hello, hello. It's the Cliffo and Bronte Tuesday edition of the podcast.
That's not my name anymore now that I am officially enlisted.
Lieutenant Langbrook, are we
going
with?
I think just private.
Or... Okay.
I think I'll probably offend
Brigadier
some people.
Bronte?
I'm happy with that. I know that's quite an esteemed
right up
position.
There. It's right up there. Well, I said Captain Cliffo,
yeah.
And you said, yeah. Then I went, what about Colonel Cliffo? You're like Captain. And I was like, oh, Colonel's higher.
But I like saying, higher. Oh, Captain, my Captain, which I think is a Dead Poets Society.
It certainly is. Going back. So Captain Cliffo, and what do you say, Private Langbrook.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm a captain, because you are in the spotlight, joining the army, and
yeah.
Today we have a real-life
yeah.
Sergeant Courtney James in studio, describing what you'll be up to.
Who's absolutely earned that title of Sergeant, unlike our just
yeah.
self-anointing. Yeah, she outlined my challenge that has been set forth by the ADF, and yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Bit of a ledge.
I'll need a
too.
Captain there alongside me to help.
I'll be there. I don't know how much help I'll be. Price gouging when it comes to accommodation Oof. At Pink's upcoming tour.
Andy Lee's also on the show.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Of course, we couldn't, like, if anyone's done something to do with any challenge in radio, Andy and Hamish have done it before.
And 131060 if you've shared custody of a pet. Some good calls coming up on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. Can't wait. They've just arrived. The army is in the building before 7:30. Sergeant Courtney Raymond, I trust you convinced Bronte to join the army for a day. Got to bring some discipline back into this show, mate.
Just because I was late to the show today.
Yeah. Literally, the show started without Bronte.
I'm going to make myself look strong.
It was really bad day to argue that you are disciplined. More from the Sarge in about 10 minutes' time on Hits. Well done to people who own multiple houses. My wife and I have one house. And it's the Banks.
Well, welcome to my house, baby. Yay!
And, like, we struggle with that.
I know.
We both got pretty good jobs. Like, I don't know. When I see, like, normal people have multiple, like, oh, this is our residence, and then, oh, we've got one rental, and then the other's an Airbnb, and they're, like, in their 30s. I'm like...
What did you do?
What? How did that happen?
Did you hear the phone call that went viral on a radio station in Sydney, I think, last week, where a guy called and was talking about rising
yeah.
interest rates and whatever, and the host asked him how many properties he owns, and he owned 23.
Oh, I feel bad for that guy. Poor guy with all those interest rates. Look, I talk about it because wherever Pink is going in her upcoming tour, Airbnb is very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's led to a bit of, in inverted commas, price gouging.
Oh, no.
But like hotels have always done it. Airlines yeah. do it. Everyone's sort of doing it. But it's gone crazy with Pink, particularly in Townsville.
Oh, true.
With the announcement last week that she's going to be in Townsville March next year. Properties within walking distance of Queensland Country Bank Stadium are going on Airbnb from about $2,000 to about $7,000 with one rental house originally listed for the price of a car.
What?
$26,502.
$26,000. Moly.
Apparently it sleeps 10 people, so that was the justification.
Oh.
And the owner got quizzed by the Courier Mail, the Queensland newspaper.
Yes.
And she actually said, oh, no, it was a mistake. It's not supposed to be 26K. It was meant to be 16K.
Oh, still $16,000 for what, maybe two nights
yeah.
at the most?
Yeah, still worth more than my first and I think second car
combined.
One Pink fan in Cairns named Natalie, she said through the show she's been she's been jumping through hoops and all that for accommodation.
Mm.
She said, I thought maybe I'd just have to drive the 4 hours plus home straight after the concert.
Oh, my God.
So it's getting tough.
Yeah.
And this is why probably people like me and, dare I say, you two, Bronte, should never be in charge of, I guess, organising anything that has this sort of logistics. Because I'll be honest, like, when I read all this, my first thought, like, my mind went to, well, at the stadium there's a patch of grass
oh
the
my
size
God.
Of a football field. Like,
camping!
How expensive are tents? It's worth $150. Fraser the Sparky playing today. Fraser, if you win, Straight to BCF, mate.
That's it.
Nice. What's on the shopping list?
What's on the shopping list? I don't know. I'll just go in there and go crazy.
Love it.
Fraser.
Got to have your fave.
Loose unit.
BCF and fun. all right, Bronte, into the soundproof booth. Fraser, you hang around. Going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Yep.
Five questions, mate. You good to go?
Yeah, good to go.
Good luck. Time starts now. What is the largest ocean in the world?
The Pacific.
Who plays Indiana Jones in the film series?
Harrison Ford.
What animal is on the Porsche logo?
A bull.
What is the capital of Thailand?
Capital Bangkok.
How much does 1 litre of water weigh?
A kilo.
Okay, that's good. Hey, five answers with about 4.5, 5-ish seconds to spare, so.
Ooh.
Good run, Fraser. Well done.
Let's go.
Let's go. We'll get Bronte out of the soundproof booth.
That's very fast.
Yeah, man. Fraser's laughing, so.
Interesting.
Take that as you will.
Okay.
30 seconds, mate. You good to go?
Yep.
Bronte Langbrook, your time starts now. What is the largest ocean in the world?
The Indian.
Who plays Indiana Jones in the film series?
Harrison Ford.
What animal is on the Porsche logo?
A horse.
What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
How much does 1 litre of water weigh?
Oh, 1 kilo? Hello.
Bronte had 9 seconds to spare, Fraser.
That's
so
a weird one.
Both with a bit of time left over. You've forgotten grade 10 mathematics, haven't you?
You know I stopped listening after fractions.
Producer Alicia, how did we go?
So the largest ocean in the world is the Pacific Ocean, which Fraser got correct. So point there for Fraser. Indiana Jones is played by Harrison Ford. Both of you got that one correct. The animal on the Porsche logo is a horse. Bronte got that one correct. Fraser said a bull, so no point there for Fraser. The capital of Thailand is Bangkok. Both of you got that one correct. And a litre of water weighs a kilogram, which both of you got correct. So we're both on 4 points.
Oh.
Tiebreaker. Could still be off to BCF, Fraser, but you got to buzz in with your name here, brother. Get it right, you're off to BCF. If you get it wrong, you're disqualified immediately, okay. Fraser.
All right, how do I buzz in?
Just your name.
Just my name.
Yeah, man. Don't forget it.
What, do you usually listen to Triple M at this time or something?
Yeah, what the heck?
No, I do. I'm just
clarifying.
Cool.
It all good. Yeah, I get it.
All right, mate. So, buzz in with your name. You got to get it right. Otherwise, Bronte wins. And same for you, Bronte, but I hope you know the rules by now.
I should do.
Tiebreaker question. Fraser and Bronte. According to Greek mythology, who was Thor's father?
Fraser. Zeus.
Zeus is incorrect.
Yeah!
Sorry, Fraser.
Yeah, buddy.
That's all good.
Oh. You're going to kick yourself here, brother.
Who is it? I couldn't remember.
Do you know?
Yeah, no, I don't. I know it's not.
I only know from the Thor movies with Chris Hemsworth.
I know it's not Zeus.
It's Odin.
Odin.
Yeah. Thor, son of Odin.
Oh.
And in the movie series, Anthony...
The guy who is...
Hannibal Lecter guy.
Yes.
He's Odin. Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins. Anyway. Fraser!
That's right. I'll still go crazy at BCF.
Yeah, you go crazy. Just not with my money.
Not doing it with the Brontosaurus is one fitting. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday, the 23rd of August.
I'm a bit mad about this free answer.
Why?
Because it's a little.
Why are you cranky pants?
It's a little too close to home.
Okay.
Following Australia's loss at the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
Who did we lose our spot in the grand final to, Cliffo? The motherland.
Oh, God. Yeah, England.
England.
UK. That's so England, that is the letter. mate, it's been a hot and wild ride with the Matildas. I had to think. Okay,
you're back, you're on the bandwagon now. Yeah. No, we destroyed France.
Yeah, we did. Well, in a pedal shootout.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So E is the letter.
Yes.
And England.
Yeah.
Long way to get there, but we got there. England, your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on here. this film clip made me feel things.
Did it?
In the early noughties.
Not toxic in a bad way.
Beautiful film clip.
Whoa. What a bloody banger.
Absolute banger of a song too. Britney Spears and her husband, Sam Descari. Maybe I got a chance.
I was going to say, single again.
Just jokes if you're listening, wife Michelle. Britney and Sam have split. The news came out last week. Very sad.
I thought they were together forever.
Yeah. No comment.
Okay.
The 41-year-old and the 29-year-old have cited irreconcilable differences.
Nailed it.
That's just what everyone says when they divorce in the stage. You have to list a reason. But Britney's biggest concern doesn't seem to be her reported $60 million fortune. Oof. Instead, her dogs is what has her concern. Britney has a Doberman named Portia. A gift from Sam back in 2021, so 2 years ago. She also has an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
Just talking about Shepherd dogs in Alphabets before. An Aussie Shepherd named Sawyer, who they adopted in February of this year.
Oh, probably trying to mend, you know, some issues.
Fix it with fur babies,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, the two dogs, they've got Portia and then they've got Sawyer. And reports are that they've been quite amicable because they don't have any kids together. Brittany has kids with, you know, previous relationships.
Kevin Federline.
Ugh. Yeah. But rumour has it that they're going to strike up a bit of a co-parenting, like a sharing. Apparently they've been very adult about it.
That's good.
And they are happy to set up like a co-custody of the pets kind of dealio.
Does that work? Can that work? I feel like it must be tough. Like, I don't know.
I had a friend who split recently and she just kept the dog because the dog was more like her dog.
Okay.
But they got it together.
I was going to say, that must be complicated then.
131060, is there anyone listening at all who has been part of an arrangement like this?
Mm.
Is there anyone that has had shared custody of a pet?
Right.
How did the arrangement work? Did it work?
Mm. How long's it been going for?
How long's it been? Yeah.
Like, do you have to review these like you do with kids' custody arrangements? Like,
there's a family court. I don't think there's a like a poochie pet court or a cat court for pets. But no, in all seriousness, if you have broken up
and
there was some sort of shared custody, I use the term arrangement, but maybe it was a bit less, like if it was
formal.
A good breakup, maybe it was very informal.
But still, like, is the dog with you through a couple of nights a week? Dad on the weekends? Like, what's going on?
Who picks it up from school?
Exactly. Pays for vet bills.
Yeah. 131060. There's got to be someone listening who has been involved in a relationship where custody or a pet just got around a little bit after a breakup. Carrie-Anne is here. What sort of pet are we talking, Carrie-Anne?
It was a Staffy.
Oh, cute.
Beautiful dogs. What was the arrangement?
We just had 1 week on, 1 week off. It was just fair to do it that way. He shared a good part of her life. We had her for 13 years together.
Aww. And so would you meet up like in a neutral place each time and hand it over? Or?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Let me guess. Was it the dog park?
Safe.
It actually was.
Yeah. Of course it was. Well, that's sweet. And the dog didn't distress the dog at all going from house to house?
No, because she was, like, as I said, we've raised her since she was a puppy.
Yeah.
We lost her brother only a year prior. So, So we just had that arrangement, which I think it's fair, and I think it should apply to human children as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're getting deep now, Kat. We are not going to get into that space.
Nah, let's do it. We can handle
There's
it.
There's only so many problems that we can solve. Shawnee is next. Shawnee, what sort of pet was it for you?
A little kitten.
Oh, what's the cat's name?
Marley.
Marley.
That's
beautiful.
Traditionally a dog name. But we'll let you get away with it, Shawnee. So you broke up with a partner?
Yeah, so we got this kitten together as like an emotional, I don't know, something that to keep us both happy in the relationship. Anyway, we broke up.
Yeah.
So it didn't work.
And I moved from the Gold Coast to Mackay, and we used to fly it between us roughly every 3 to 4 weeks. And the cat would stay in a cattery, so it would be like in a motel. and we would, yeah, pick the cat up, and then eventually it died. So, so it was a wild experience.
What an emotional roller coaster.
How well, like, travelled was this cat? Like, how many flights did it do between, like, the top half of the state and the bottom half of the state?
It would have been, so it was 2 years' worth, so a lot, maybe 20-plus. Yeah, it was like a Jet Pets number one flyer.
Imagine the frequent flyer points he would have generated.
Yeah, that cat was flying first class to the Goldie.
A woman has shocked the internet by revealing on TikTok that she and her husband don't have designated sides of the bed.
No.
I've just given you the top line.
That's crazy.
I know. So this woman, Angelina Murphy, said that her and her husband just have the very unusual sleeping arrangement that has caused quite a stir. And they said, we just don't have regular sides of the bed. Last night I slept on that side. Then the night before I slept on this side for a couple of nights in a row. And they never relate.
I remember meeting of like a friend of a friend, another family once. Mm. And they just had beds.
What?
Like in different rooms and stuff. And, you know, one night, you know, one of the kids would, you know, fall asleep in the parents' bedroom. So mum would then sleep in, you know, like a single bed. And then, like, there was just, it was craziness. There was no predetermined sleeping arrangements. Everyone just slept where they fell asleep.
Well, that's what they're taking this now to the marital bed.
Right.
But the thing is, I saw this on Friday. It was going viral on Friday. This woman revealed she and her husband just slept on whatever side they wanted.
Craziness.
In my life, I usually sleep on the right side of the bed.
And do you mean right when you're looking at the bed?
Looking at the bed and I sleep on the right side.
Okay, so you're at the foot of the bed?
Yep.
Right hand. That's my side.
Is it?
I'm the right hand side of the bed too.
Yeah. And even when Dill's not there, I usually sleep on the right side. But I saw this and Dill's away at the moment. And so I was like, I'm going to sleep on his side of the bed and see what all the hype is about the left side of the bed. Mm. And I've got to be honest, I've had a few of the greatest night's sleep of my life on that side of the bed.
This is what happens when you turn 30 and you just start throwing caution to the wind, baby.
So yesterday we had a family meeting on this show and not everyone involved in the family meeting knew what was coming. And by that I mean me. I was ambushed by you, sir.
That's a really dramatic way of putting it.
Have you met me?
But there was a lot of talk behind the scenes here. Mm. Behind the scenes, I mean behind your back.
Yeah.
About a lack of discipline that you have been displaying. All came to a head last week when you went, we're going to give away extra spots to win the pink tickets and all that. And we're like, we don't have those. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
So I came to you yesterday. I said, discipline's been lacking. An opportunity has presented itself for one of us to join the army.
Mm.
And universally we went, well, that's got Bronte written all over
it. Oh, does it really?
Like, what better place to learn discipline than our Australian Defence Force?
And this thing is moving a lot quicker than I would like. I haven't really even decided whether or not I am up taking this challenge. And now we have a guest in studio. I don't know whether this is meant to help or hinder my decision, but it's Sergeant Raymond, also known as Courtney, because we are civilians. We've been told we can call you Courtney. And you are a member of the Defence Force.
Yes, I am. I am in the Army now.
And so you are, if I do choose to undertake this challenge, you'll be the one taking me through it all.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I will be running you through the challenge, making sure, one, you say stay safe, and two, complete it.
Okay.
I mean, you said we can call you Courtney, but I think I'm going to stick with Sergeant Raymond.
I know, particularly
for this next question. Sergeant Raymond, you've met Bronte now. We've had a bit of a chat during the songs and stuff there. First initial sort of instincts, does she have what it takes to join the army for a day?
Make myself look stronger.
Oh, I think with a little bit of work, we can definitely get you there. Yeah.
What? What do you reckon? Why not?
Well, like, look, I haven't seen you in the uniform yet.
Okay. All right. What is going to be involved on this day where I come out and join? You guys said there's some challenges.
Yes, there are. So obviously, first things first, I'll make sure you are very warmed up and mobile to carry out what you need to do. Mm-hmm. We're then going to give you a set of cams and some body armour to see if you can carry that for starters, just to get a gist of how heavy it is.
Yes. I feel like that would be challenge enough there because they're quite heavy, those.
They are, yes. So when we do things like this, we're carrying about 23 kilos on our body.
It's my favourite number. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay, so she's dressed, she's kitted out. What next?
Next, we will take you to our obstacle course. The first thing that you're going to do is try and get yourself over a wall.
Not the first time she's had that challenge in life.
Okay. I'll be minus a few savvy bees this time. Last time I tried to climb a wall. So I get over the wall.
Next thing we're going to do is see if you can climb a rope and then traverse that rope.
Spoiler alert. I won't be able to. What does traverse a rope mean?
So traverse a rope. So we'll have a rope that's vertical that you need to climb and then a rope that's horizontal hooked up to the other side.
Oh.
And you need to crawl it. Yeah. Yeah. There are various ways to do that.
Okay.
I prefer the sloth method myself.
What about just holding on and walking on the ground? Is that a way to do it?
Okay. You won't be able to reach the ground.
All right. That's it, right? That's it.
No.
Okay.
We then have a cable crossing. So that's two cables, one above the other, like horizontal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can hold onto one there and have your feet on the other one and walk across that.
Great.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that on TV before.
Yeah. Nice and balanced.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're done.
No.
Okay.
And then...
Okay.
We're not done. No, well, then we're going to do a jerry carry. So the jerrys are about 20 kilos each and you'll have to take bounds, staying to the perfect cadence for that.
Interesting.
And then...
Maybe she could do the jerry cans up high, like on the ropes.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Out of this.
Just backtracking. We just save time. Two birds with one stone, you know. And how do we end it? How do we wrap it up?
We'll then finish with a fire and movement.
What's that?
So you'll drop to the ground, take up a firing position, and on the beep, you're going to get up and run to the next position.
Oh, my God.
Drop the ground, take up the firing position. And make sure you're hitting the cadence.
Does it sound... Do you want to come?
As your number one supporter, absolutely.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay, so is this part of, like, just a general day of fitness for you guys?
Yeah, so these are just general components that we need to partake in as part of our fitness assessments.
I believe I did say off the air, Courtney, let's just ease her into it. But, yeah, that's, that's advice gone completely unheeded.
You're so nice. I can't imagine you taking me through this and, like, becoming the drill sergeant-y version, but I'm guessing...
I definitely have a different persona at work.
Don't say that, Courtney! We want to get her to say yes. How are you? How are you? I mean, obviously, this is a lot.
I want to throw up.
Right.
Yeah, and that's before.
Bring in the bucket.
Before the body armour.
Do you need more time? Are you... Like, it's a lot to process.
It sounds like the competitive side of me makes me go, well, of course I want to do it because I want to prove you wrong. Mm. But I also want to learn something about...
I'm on your side, mate.
I feel like we'll get out there and you'll become a drill sergeant and I will not have anyone.
Wait, I've already been practicing.
Have you?
Yeah.
Look, I've got... You said you've done something similar like
this. Yes, I have. Yeah, very similar. It was hard, but I tell you what, after completing it, I probably felt more of a sense of pride
and
accomplishment than anything else I've done in this radio career. I'm honest, hand on heart, I mean that. It was an incredible experience and I always am glad that I did it.
I think that's the side I'm going to lean into. I want to feel good about myself for doing it. So
great,
sign me up.
Totally just made all that up. But no,
did you?
I didn't know. I meant every word of it. I think that's a yes. That's a yes.
It's the most hesitant of yeses. Yeah, let's do it.
Courtney.
Oh, God.
Excellent. I'm excited.
I'm scared.
Don't be. The great thing about the army is the mateship.
Yes.
So we'll have someone there with you, helping you along. I'll be there.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have, this is the plan, a more disciplined Bronte at the end of it. But we can confirm that she'll be doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, hey, it's thumbs up all around.
Yep.
And you've said it, you can't back out now.
No. Yeah, damn radio and its constant recording.
Yeah.
It's all locked in.
Godspeed, my friend. Sergeant Courtney Raymond, we'll see you out there. Thank you so much for your time.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Private Langbrook, almost reporting for duty. The challenge has been set by the Australian Defence Force for me to come out and give a challenge a go.
Anyway, just Private Langbrook got a real ring to it.
Doesn't it?
Gonna say.
I said it and I was like, oh, I don't know.
What about, hey, I mean,
and I love
you'd
camo.
Have to jump a few ranks, but Lieutenant Langbrook.
Oh, stop. We love a bit of alliteration.
Captain Clifton reporting for duty, Lieutenant Langbrook.
Oh, my goodness. So we just had Courtney, who we're allowed to call her that.
Sergeant Raymond, thank you very
Sergeant
much.
Sergeant, I can call her Courtney now because I'm a civilian. She's outlined this challenge that I'm going to be doing with the ADF. It involves ropes of both vertical and horizontal ways.
Mm.
There's walls that I've got to climb. Something about a farmer's carry. I've blacked out.
Fire and movement sounded good to me. That was the bit where they actually give you a replica rifle and you drop to the ground. Drop!
Yeah.
Incoming! Then you've got to up with the rifle and I guess the pack as well.
Yeah, you seemed really excited for me about that one.
24 kilos? Was it
23. Pack? 23.
23?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Whack an extra kilo. Throw a bag of flour in there or something.
Look, I have no experience with this kind of training. My sister actually joined as an officer the ADF many years ago, didn't actually end up completing training. She decided to de-enlist. So I don't know if that sets a great precedent for Langbrooks in the ADF.
So you never did like army cadets
or
never thought of reserves?
No. A lot of my friends on the Gold Coast did actually.
I think I made it as a reserve.
Yeah, reserve. And then is the little one is cadet, right? Like when you're at school.
Yeah, cadets.
So in the lead up to this, and by the lead up, I mean I'm pretty sure it's happening tomorrow, so I've got 24 hours. I want to know, 131060, if you've completed this kind of training before, if you have been part of the ADF or any kind of obstacle coursey type thing.
Yeah.
How'd you get through it? What was it like?
If you're a member of the ADF or you've done any of that sort of obstacle training or whatever, 131060. The other one I was thinking was, remember a couple of years ago, those Tough Mudder style competitions were huge. People travel all over Australia to like crawl under barbed wire, jump in mud.
I miss those ones as well, surprisingly.
Over walls.
Wasn't for me. But I also realised, like, this is, I just have never thought about, like, having to listen to someone that intensely as well. Someone commented on our Facebook, Cliff and Bronte, on the video yesterday. They were like, she's going to have to learn not to talk back, which is pretty accurate. Like, I just need advice for getting through this thing. Because I'm not going to be able to.
Opposite of what Bronte does. In life. 131060. If anyone has done any of this sort of boot camp, military style obstacle training, whether you're a service man, a service woman yourself, or if you just have a crack at a Tough Mudder, or any of those other insane competitions, do not have our names written all over them. 131060. Help.
Help.
Lieutenant Langbrook. Michelle's here, mate. What have you got to tell Bronte?
Well, Bronte, I reckon that you've got it. You've got it in the bag because my 53-year-old husband, he joined the army last year.
Whoa.
And we're on our first posting here in Townsville.
Oh, Michelle.
Are you liking that life? So, because it's a real lifestyle, not only for the person who enlists, but their family as well. How are you liking the lifestyle, Michelle?
Well, to be honest, I've only seen him probably about 8 weeks in the last probably 14 months.
Oh, right. My goodness.
So it's been great.
Especially when, it's all right. Yeah.
And so he got through the physical challenges all right, clearly got into.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, he did. And you know what? He was actually better than apparently some of the young ones. So many young ones. Yeah, they wanted to quit. And he was sort of like their big dad, you know, like, was sort of, you know, don't quit, guys, don't quit, you know, just, you know, keep going. And so a lot of them would want to quit and he would sort of talk them out of it. And
that's lovely,
cute.
Michelle, she can, if he can do it, Bronte can do it.
Yeah,
because you know?
I'm 53 at heart.
That's right. Deb's next. Deb, what's your advice for langers?
Run.
Anything else or just leave it at that, Deb?
I think that answers all the questions.
Run. As in run through the obstacle course or run the other way?
The other way.
All right. Thanks, Deb. That's the sort of support we need here. Thank you so much.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.